people have asked me, Dr. McCullough, are the vaccines actually causing the deaths? The epidemiological construct that we have to go through is called the Bradford Hill Tenets of Causality. So the first question is it a large epidemiologic signal? And I tell you, it's astronomical. All the vaccines combined in the United States per year, it's no more than 150 deaths, not temporally related. Here we're at over 21,000 deaths. So clearly, it's a massive signal. Number two, is there a dangerous mechanism of action? The answer is yes. We know the vaccines have a dangerous mechanism of action. They install production of the spike protein. The spike protein is what makes the respiratory infection lethal. And it follows that in some people, excessive production of the spike protein in a vulnerable person would be lethal after a vaccine. The third criteria, is it internally consistent? Are there other conditions that are now acknowledged that they themselves could be fatal? And the answer is sure. With myocarditis, our FDA agrees, all the regulatory experts agree that the vaccines cause myocarditis. Can it be fatal? Yes. Have there been fatal cases published? Yes. By Verma and Choi as an example. Those are publications. There are over 200 peer-reviewed publications of myocarditis. How about other forms of death? Vaccine-induced thrombocytopenic purpura, thrombosis, blood clots, a stroke, hypertension, myocardial infarction, a variety of other lethal syndromes. There's over 1,000 peer-reviewed papers published on fatal and non-fatal outcomes. So that criteria is met. So it's internally consistent. Is it externally consistent? So it's consistent with the yellow card system, the UDRA system, and the US VAERS system. And finally, is it temporally related? Yes, it's very tightly temporally related. So I've just gone through the exercise. It is beyond any shadow of a doubt that the vaccines are causing large numbers of deaths. It's unequivocal. And I'm a card-carrying epidemiologist. I'm telling you, the vaccines are causing large numbers of deaths.